This time of year, the gear means more. The logo has a season of grit stitched in. The hat brims go low. The jerseys blaze with postseason pride. It's postseason season. This is what players and fans wear to win. Visit MLBShop.com for your favorite team gear and today's special offer. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Rachel wrote into the show. She wants to know if she's a jerk for taking someone's parking spot.
Oh, yeah.
Sounds like a problem I'm into.
So you stole a spot, huh? I already don't like you, Rachel.
That escalated quickly.
Jerk.
Jerk, bye. Rachel, she wrote in. She said, hi, Allie and DZ, ! Love the show. Long time listener, but first time writing in. I want to know if my dad and I were the jerks for taking a parking spot. Okay.
Let's hear it.
She says, we were in the parking lot at Woodman's on Sunday, so obviously it was packed with the pre-Super Bowl rush.
Mm-hmm.
We were driving up to a spot where the car was pulling out on our right.
Okay.
A car came from the other direction, also looking for a spot.
Oh.
He saw the car pulling out and put his blinker on with the intention to make a left-hand turn into the spot after we drove by. Since we were also waiting for a spot, we made a right-hand turn, into the spot. Afterwards, we felt a bit bad and wondered if we essentially stole the spot from him. We had the opportunity to get there first, but since he had the blinker on, did he essentially claim it?
Mm.
Rachel. Okay, I've been in this position too where if I'm on the right and I have the first chance to turn in,
I might take that.
I'm always taking it.
Oh, you're always going to?
And if there's somebody across, no, I'm sorry.
I'm across from you with my blinker on going alley.
If you come first, yes, but not this point. This guy did not come first.
You don't think they came first?
No, I think they were there already, and then the guy came up.
Mm. I thought it was a simultaneous, like, we're both here.
Well, maybe.
They had a blinker. You didn't have a blinker.
Maybe.
That blinker's claiming that spot. You're making a left-hand turn into the spot.
The thing is, you can't make a turn across somebody. So
right.
The person on that side's going to get the spot
right away.
Mm-hmm.
Literally right of way. They're on the right hand side with a parking spot on the right.
Yeah, the only problem that screws you is when you have to make this crazy 90 degree turn because you can't whip around because the other car is on that side.
You got to do the big elbow to get into the spot.
You have to make a sharp turn and then reverse and straighten it out.
And then you look back because you're like, I was just trying to beat you to the spot, dog.
Yeah. Rachel wants to know if they're the jerk for taking someone's parking spot. I know the person had their blinker on,
mm-hmm.
but to me it sounds like you were both there at the same time. So I'm going to say not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
You were on the correct side.
And the blinker lines it up for me because that spot is technically claimed at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it's got nobody's name on it and maybe you could beat them there. But is that the courteous thing to do when you did see the blinker?
Mm.
Hmm.
It's a woman eat world. Woman eat woman world, not a man eat man world. Woman eat woman world. Listen, I'm telling you, I say go for it. You say
I say y'all.
The blinker was on.
Y'all are the jerk. Y'all clearly saw that. You didn't say your blinker was on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and just because you're on that right side, it kind of sounds like you knew that they were already waiting for that spot and took the advantageous route and went, oh, but we can snag it and snagged it. Yes, y'all are the jerk. Y'all even talked about it immediately on Wednesday.
Sounds like some shicey stuff I would do. That's why I say not the jerk. 414-533-1037. I get competitive. It's like if you want to fight me for a spot, I'm fighting you.
I don't got this problem. That's why I just park in scan and go. That's why I just park in the pickup line. That's why I park in the wrong spot, so I don't got to deal with this.
About a year ago, that was in the Am I the Jerk on the show. Is DZ the jerk for parking in the online shopping? But the reality was there were 50,000 online shopping and nobody was in those spots. It was so stupid.
I'm going to take the closer spot to the store.
You know what? We may bring that argument back for another day.
Maybe, but
right now
we're deciding Rachel's fate, and I'm going with jerk. She's the jerk for stealing their spot.
So her and her dad driving, they were basically both at a spot at the same time, and even though the person had their blinker on to turn into it, they turned because they were there first.
Or so they claim.
414-533-1037. We'll take your calls next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Rachel wants to know if she's the jerk for taking someone's parking spot because they were at Woodman's right before the Super Bowl. It was really busy. They were driving up. There was a car pulling out on their right, and then a car came from the other direction with the blinker on. So they wanted to know if they're the jerk because they whipped into the spot.
The other car had claimed that spot with that blinker, man.
With the blinker. Is the blinker a claim?
Unspoken rule. Y'all know that.
I don't know. Melinda, though, finally got back in, and she's got her own theme song. Melinda's calling from Rochester this morning. Melinda.
Such a bop.
Look at you with the eye of the
here
tiger.
Here I am. And it's difficult to get in, but I did. But
you
so
did.
Here we go.
You made it. And much like Rocky. And which way are we going here? Jerk okay. or not the jerk?
You know, when you're in the grocery store lanes, it's angle parking. If you're in the right lane and a right spot opens up, you just turn right and slide into it. If there's a spot on the left side, I don't even consider it mine because there's traffic coming my way.
No, no, Melinda, but angled parking
that's
would be...
That's assuming it's angled.
All the stores I go to are not angled, and I can name different grocery stores, and there's no... I can name one grocery store, and there's an angle.
True. That's true.
I think we're talking about no angles
no
here.
Way. I didn't think there was an angle.
No angle.
It was left or right.
Because,
yeah.
Melinda, if there's an angle, that's like an obvious answer to me. The angle means... You get it if you're on the correct direction.
Well, and normally the angle also has an arrow. So if somebody's coming the wrong way,
you don't get to whip around.
You don't get to whip around.
If you whip around, you are the jerk.
Yeah, true.
You are the jerk.
I agree.
Yeah.
But right.
this
if
is not
on
angled.
The right side, let's forget the angle.
Okay.
If you're on the right side and the right spot is open, it's yours.
Versus the person trying to turn with their blinker on. Okay.
Right.
She's saying that side's yours.
Not a jerk. Wow.
Say less.
Sorry, Daisy.
It's okay. I'm not offended. We appreciate your call, Melinda.
Bye, Melinda.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Great to talk to you.
Somebody texted in. She's not the jerk. If she pulled up first and then saw the other car pull up, she gets the spot. I don't care if their blinker was on. If I was there first, then I'm taking the spot.
It doesn't sound like they were there first. Oh, it feels like it was simultaneous. Somebody also said, definitely the jerk. How was the car with the blinker supposed to know that the other car with no blinker wasn't to just go straight? If you don't have your blinker on, I'm assuming you're driving past
me. And that
me.
You're leaving and you're just waiting. You're being polite and letting the car pull out.
And then all of a sudden you steal my spot. No blinker, no nothing, bro. Jerk.
Somebody else said, not a jerk. Blinkers mean nothing in a parking lot.
Oh, okay. You one of them people, but let you use the blinker. Then it means something, don't it?
Huh. All right. Brad's in Lake Geneva this morning. Hey, Brad.
Morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well.
Good.
We're trying to work it out. Better than Rachel, I'll tell you that.
There's no angled parking. We're getting out of the angled parking
no
idea.
Angles.
No angles.
All straight lines.
What do we think now?
Well, my wife would be telling me I'm the jerk for this, but... She is definitely not the jerk. Angled or not, that is a free spot.
Yeah.
I am a racer, and my feelings are that's open, and you got to take an open hole when it's there.
You're either first
Brad,
or you're last.
Be careful how you say things like that. Come on. You got to take an open hole.
That went right over my head.
Not mine. Not mine.
Yeah. We're battling for the same turf there, and if it's open, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
So you just got to be quicker on your commitment.
He said, I'm a racer.
The blinker thing, I agree. Who uses blinkers, honestly, in a
me.
Parking lot?
Well, you're trying to let them know, that's my spot, guy. Don't even
don't
try
you
it.
Dare.
And then they dared, and now they're the jerk.
You got to be quicker on it.
Or just be on the right side, coming from the right direction.
Should have known where to drive.
Because, yeah, I've had people steal my spot when I've had the blinker on, clearly. And 100%. I'm like, oh, I'm
and
on the wrong
always
side.
Always annoys you, though, man. Mm-hmm. I was claiming that spot. That was my spot.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't.
They don't
really
care,
don't,
man.
They really don't.
All right, Brad. Well, hopefully your wife's not listening.
And if she is, we're sorry.
I'll probably be getting a phone call in a few years.
We'll let you take that, big dog. We'll
Look
talk
at
to
us
you later.
Starting fights the day before Valentine's Day. You're welcome.
Have
You're
a good
welcome.
Day, Brad.
You guys too. Have a good one. Thank you.
All right, Virginia's in Racine this morning. We'll take her last but not least. Hey, Virginia.
Morning.
Good morning. Well, I'm gonna say not the jerk.
sweet.
Put him off their feral, though, and the nicer you are, the more likely you're going to get hit or something. So you just got to do what you got to do. There's no rules in a parking lot anymore.
There aren't, but I will say there is something to karma. I do believe in karma.
There is. I believe in karma.
Especially
but the nicer you are, the more likely you are to get hit. You just got to take it, man. You see a spot, take it.
Take it. If it's there for the taking and it's got nobody's name on it.
It is what it is.
I hate to say y'all are kind of right, but y'all are kind of right. I'm sticking to my guns. I'm still saying jerk.
The parking lot fight club. Oh, my gosh.
I'm in it.
Look what we started.
We don't speak about the parking lot fight club.
Never. Hey, thanks for calling, Virginia. You have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Somebody said I lost a point in my driver's test for no blinker in the parking lot to get a spot. Stop.
Well, would you look at that?
Stop.
So it looks like the blinker does apply.
Somebody else said turn signal claims the spot. Go to a parking lot in the wrong area. F around and find out.
Look, that part.
I didn't say I'm getting out of my car to fight someone. I'm saying, what do you think I'm going to get out and go, that's what you're saying, don't even go for the spot in the wrong area.
Do you want to test somebody that might get out the car to fight you? Do you?
Well, Rachel was at Woodman's in the Burbs, and so she didn't mind.
I don't think she was scrapping with anybody. Papa wasn't throwing hands today.
Somebody else texted in, Morning Alley and DZ, blinkers are not right of ways.
All right. Whatever.
Somebody else said, not a jerk, claim that spot and back into it. Back that thing up, mic drop. Okay.
Mic drop indeed, and not the jerk. Sweep.
Wow. Okay. And to Erica from New Berlin, who texted in, not the jerk, blinkers and stop signs don't count in parking lots. Well, okay.
Hold on now.
With the stop sign.
The days are getting shorter, but the lights couldn't be brighter. This time of year, baseball is different, and the whole world is watching. All of the clutch hits, the game-saving grabs, the plays at the plate, and the head-first slides under the tag. That's peak baseball. Experience all of the autumn action. It's postseason season. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jerk.
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
All right, Rachel wrote into the show. She wants to know she's a jerk for taking someone's parking spot. Oh,
yeah.
Sounds like a problem I'm into.
So you stole a spot, huh? I already don't like you, Rachel.
That escalated quickly.
Jerk.
Jerk, bye. Rachel, she wrote in. She said, hi, Allie and DZ, exclamation point. Love the show. Long time listener, but first time writing in. I want to know if my dad and I were the jerks for taking a parking spot. Okay.
Let's hear it.
She says, we were in the parking lot at Woodman's on Sunday, so obviously it was packed with the pre-Super Bowl rush.
Mm-hmm.
We were driving up to a spot where the car was pulling out on our right.
Okay.
A car came from the other direction, also looking for a spot.
Oh.
He saw the car pulling out and put his blinker on with the intention to make a left-hand turn into the spot after we drove by. Since we were also waiting for a spot, we made a right-hand turn, into the spot took it. Afterwards, we felt a bit bad and wondered if we essentially stole the spot from him. We had the opportunity to get there first, but since he had the blinker on, did he essentially claim it?
Mm.
Rachel. Okay, I've been in this position too where if I'm on the right and I have the first chance to turn in,
I might take that.
I'm always taking it.
Oh, you're always going to?
And if there's somebody across, no, I'm sorry.
I'm across from you with my blinker on going alley.
If you come first, yes, but not this point. This guy did not come first.
You don't think they came first?
No, I think they were there already, and then the guy came up.
Mm. I thought it was a simultaneous, like, we're both here.
Well, maybe.
They had a blinker. You didn't have a blinker.
Maybe.
That blinker's claiming that spot. You're making a left-hand turn into the spot.
The thing is, you can't make a turn across somebody, so the person on that side's going to get the spot
right away.
Mm-hmm.
Literally right of way. They're on the right hand side with a parking spot on the right.
Yeah, the only problem that screws you is when you have to make this crazy 90 degree turn because you can't whip around because the other car is on that side.
You got to do the big elbow to get into the
spot.
You have
to make a sharp turn and then reverse and straighten it out,
and then you look back because you're like, I was just trying to beat you to the spot, dog.
Rachel wants to know if they're the jerk for taking someone's parking spot. I know the person had their blinker on, mm-hmm. but to me it sounds like you were both there at the same time. So I'm going to say not the jerk.
Not the jerk.
You were on the correct side.
And the blinker lines it up for me because that spot is technically claimed at that point.
Mm-hmm.
Sure, it's got nobody's name on it, and maybe you could beat them there. But is that the courteous thing to do when you did see the blinker?
It's a woman eat world. Woman eat woman world, not a man eat man world. Woman eat woman world. Listen, I'm telling you, I say go for it. I say y'all.
The
blinker was on.
Y'all are the jerk. Y'all clearly saw that. You didn't say your blinker was on.
Mm-hmm.
So, and just because you're on that right side, it kind of sounds like you knew that they were already waiting for that spot and took the advantageous route and went, oh, but we can snag it and snagged it. Yes, y'all are the jerk. Y'all even talked about it immediately and went,
sounds like some shicey stuff I would do. That's why I say not the jerk. 414-533-1037. I get competitive. It's like if you want to fight me for a spot, I'm fighting you.
I don't got this problem. That's why I just park in Scan and Go. That's why I just park in the pickup line. That's why I park in the wrong spot, so I don't got to deal with this.
About a year ago, that was in the Am I the Jerk on the show. Is DZ the jerk for parking in the online shopping? But the reality was there were 50,000 online shopping and nobody was in those spots. It was so stupid.
I'm going to take the closer spot to the store.
We may bring that argument back for another day.
Maybe, but right now we're deciding Rachel's fate, and I'm going with jerk. She's the jerk for stealing their spot.
So her and her dad driving, they were basically both at a spot at the same time, and even though the person had their blinker on to turn into it, they turned because they were there first.
Or so they claim.
414-533-1037. We'll take your calls next.
Okay, who's the jerk?
103.7 Kiss FM.
I still think you're a jerk.
You get to be our moral compass.
No, wait, you're a jerk.
It's time to find out. Am I the jerk?
Look what you did, you little jerk.
So Rachel wants to know if she's the jerk for taking someone's parking spot because they were at Woodman's right before the Super Bowl. It was really busy. They were driving up. There was a car pulling out on their right, and then a car came from the other direction with the blinker on. So they wanted to know if they're the jerk because they whipped into the spot.
The other car had claimed that spot with that blinker, man.
With the blinker. Is the blinker a claim?
Unspoken rule. Y'all know that.
I don't know. Melinda, though, finally got back in, and she's got her own theme song. Melinda's calling from Rochester this morning. Melinda.
Such a bop.
Look at you with the eye of the tiger.
Here I am. And it's difficult to get in, but I did. So
you did.
Here we go.
You made it. And much like Rocky. And which way are we going here? Jerk or not the jerk?
You know, when you're in the grocery store lanes, it's angle parking. If you're in the right lane and a right spot opens up, you just turn right and slide into it. If there's a spot on the left side, I don't even consider it mine because there's traffic coming my way.
No, Melinda, but angled parking
that's
would be...
That's assuming it's angled.
That I go... All the stores I go to are not angled, and I can name different grocery stores, and there's no... I can name one grocery store and there's an angle.
True. That's true.
I think we're talking about no angles
no
here.
No way. I didn't think there was an angle. It was left or right.
Because, Melinda, if there's an angle, that's like an obvious answer to me. The angle means... You get it if you're on the correct direction.
Well, and normally the angle also has an arrow. So if somebody's coming the wrong way,
you don't get to whip around.
You don't get to whip around.
If you whip around, you are the jerk.
Yeah, true.
You are the jerk.
I agree.
Yeah, but
this
is not angled.
If it's on the right side, let's forget the angle.
Okay.
If you're on the right side and the right spot is open, it's yours.
Versus the person trying to turn with their blinker on. Okay.
Right.
She's saying that side's yours.
Not a jerk. Wow.
Say
all
less.
Right. Say less.
Sorry, DZ.
It's okay. I'm not offended. We appreciate your call, Melinda.
Bye, Melinda.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye. Great to talk to you.
Somebody texted in, she's not the jerk. If she pulled up first and then saw the other car pull up, she gets the spot. I don't care if their blinker was on. If I was there first, then I'm taking the spot.
It doesn't sound like they were there first. Oh, it feels like it was simultaneous, actually. Somebody also said, definitely the jerk. How was the car with the blinker supposed to know that the other car with no blinker wasn't to just go straight? If you don't have your blinker on, I'm assuming you're driving past
me. And that you're leaving and you're just waiting. You're being polite and letting the car pull out.
And then all of a sudden you steal my spot. No blinker, no nothing, bruh. Jerk.
Somebody else said, not a jerk. Blinkers mean nothing in a parking lot.
Oh, okay. You one of them people, but let you use the blinker. Then it means something, don't it? Huh.
All right. Brad's in Lake Geneva this morning. Hey, Brad.
Morning.
Hey, guys. How are you?
Doing well. Good. We're trying to work it out. Better than Rachel, I'll tell you that.
There's no angled parking. We're getting out of the angled parking
no
idea.
Angles.
No angles.
All straight lines.
What do we think now?
Well, my wife would be telling me I'm the jerk for this, but she is definitely not the jerk. Angled or not, that is a free spot.
Yeah.
I am a racer, and my feelings are that's open, and you got to take an open hole when it's there.
You're either first
Brad,
or you're last.
Be careful how you say things like that. Come on. You got to take an open hole.
That went right over my head.
Not mine. Not mine.
We're battling for the same turf there, and if it's open, I'm taking it.
Yeah.
So you just got to be quicker on your commitment.
He said, I'm a racer.
The blinker thing, I agree. Who uses blinkers, honestly, in a
Me.
Parking lot?
Well, you're trying to let them know, that's my spot, guy. Don't even
Don't
try
you
it.
Dare.
And then they dared, and now
sure
they're the jerk.
You got to be quicker on it.
Or just be on the right side, coming from the right direction.
Should have known where to drive.
Because, yeah, I've had people steal my spot when I've had the blinker on, clearly. And 100%. I'm like, oh, I'm
and
on the wrong side.
It always annoys you, though, man. Mm-hmm. I was claiming that spot. That was my spot.
Yeah, they don't care.
They don't.
They don't
really
care,
don't,
man.
Ollie. They really don't.
All right, Brad. Well, hopefully your wife's not listening.
And if she is, we're sorry.
I'll probably be getting a phone call in a few years.
We'll let you take that, big dog. We'll
Look
talk to you later.
Starting fights the day before Valentine's Day. You're welcome.
Have
You're
a good
welcome.
Day, Brad.
You guys too. Have a good one. Thank you.
All right, Virginia's in Racine this morning. We'll take her last but not least. Hey, Virginia.
Morning.
Good morning. Well, I'm gonna say not the jerk.
Sweet.
You lots are feral, though, and the nicer you are, the more likely you're going to get hit or something. So you just got to do what you got to do. There's no rules in a parking lot anymore.
There aren't, but I will say there is something to karma. I do believe in karma.
Sure, there is. I believe in karma.
Especially
but the nicer
in a car.
You are, the more likely you are to get hit. You just got to take it, man. If you see a spot, take it.
Take it. If it's there for the taking and it's got nobody's name on it.
It is what it is.
I hate to say y'all are kind of right, but y'all are kind of right. I'm sticking to my guns. I'm still saying jerk.
The parking lot fight club. Oh my gosh.
I'm in it.
Look what we started.
We don't speak about the parking lot fight club.
Never. Hey, thanks for calling, Virginia. You have a great day.
Thanks, guys. Have a great one.
Somebody said I lost a point in my driver's test for no blinker in the parking lot to get a spot. Stop.
Well, would you look at that?
Stop.
So it looks like the blinker does apply.
Somebody else said turn signal claims the spot. Go to a parking lot in the wrong area. F around and find out.
Well, that part.
I didn't say I'm getting out of my car to fight someone. I'm saying, what do you think I'm going to get out and go, that's what you're saying, don't even go for the spot in the wrong area.
Do you want to test somebody that might get out the car to fight you? Do you?
Well, Rachel was at Woodman's in the Burbs, and so she didn't mind.
I don't think she was scrapping with anybody. Papa wasn't throwing hands today.
Somebody else texted in, Morning Alley and DZ, blinkers are not right of ways.
All right, whatever.
Somebody else said, not a jerk, claim that spot and back into it. Back that thing up, mic drop. Okay.
Mic drop indeed, and not the jerk. Sweep.
Wow. Okay. And Erica from New Berlin, who texted in, not the jerk. Blinkers and stop signs don't count in parking lots.
Well, okay. Now, okay.
Now
hold
you
on. Now,
with the stop sign.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.